I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. Hitting the hiking trail and spending a night at the theater. Many people enjoy both of these pastimes, but they don't often do so simultaneously. A new festival aims to bring these disparate worlds together. It's called Finding Trails. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Pelthorpe has the story.
Shauna Bestock was on her way back down from a spectacular hike in the Rocky Mountains last summer when a realization hit. As the producing artistic director of a small community-based arts group, she had worked to fill lots of gaps in Seattle's theater landscape, but there was still something missing.
There is a body of work in the theater that deals with climate change, and much of it is apocalyptic.
There was nothing that reflected the joy or resilience or just the mundane details she often experiences outdoors. So she decided to commission new works. Among the artists who responded is Sofia Raquel Sanchez, who grew up in Washington.
And so I actually happen to have a lot of material that takes place in Washington wilderness.
Lights up. Nina, a 20-something-year-old, lays unconscious in a bush of nettles. A bike with a broken chain lays next to them. Nina does not have on a helmet. In fact, Nina does not seem to be dressed for the wilderness whatsoever.
That excerpt is from the play called Mi Cielo. Sanchez says it's about getting lost and realizing that you really aren't with nature as a kind of spiritual assistant. Sanchez sees this festival as the perfect venue for that kind of message.
Because we can help people relive those stories. And remind them like what it felt like to find yourself lost in a forest and how powerful that feeling actually is and how that goes away if the forest goes away.
The four plays have been creatively adapted for Zoom, where they'll be performed live with Q&A after the show. Bellamy Pelthorpe, KNKX News.
Finding Trails takes place this Sunday, May 31st at 7 and will be recorded. If you want to see it later, you can find details at our website, KNKX.org. This is KNKX News.